The call-in number today is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and I don't have another guest planned for the second hour, so it's just me and you, just us kids here, playing around in the sandbox of reality. We're counting the little tiny pieces of sand, that's all. We'll talk about the reality. What's facing us? What's slapping us in the face? You know, I was, I don't know who I was listening to on the radio this morning or on TV. I was watching C-SPAN, I think it was I was watching, and that's always an interesting trip, isn't it? Anyway, and they had, who was it? Somebody writes in for Jonah Goldberg, and he's rambling on with his usual stuff that he rambles on with. And he was taking some callers, and I was thinking about... They're trying to combine now the Tea Party movement with these people on Wall Street, the Occupy Wall Street movement, that how they're all about the same thing. Now, I had noticed that some of these young kids down on Wall Street and the various other locations where they're hanging out, you know, emulating the hippies of the 60s kind of deal, that they were talking about how some young girl said, well, everybody, no, in fact, I had this. There was a young girl a while ago, a couple years ago, who said everybody should make 40 grand a year. That's all you should be allowed to make. And now I see Jesse Jackson is talking about something similar. So maybe this is going to be the new thing. You're allowed to make $40,000 a year, nothing more, nothing less. And I guess even if you don't work, maybe you get 40 grand as well. But somehow they're trying to say that we're all aligned ideologically. The Tea Party people, who are, of course, adherents to the ideology of individualism and personal responsibility and limited government and freedom and the Constitution, well, somehow we're that group, those people who believe in those tenets of the foundation of our nation, well, somehow now those people are the same as these people down on Wall Street who think that everybody deserves a handout and a free lunch, and capitalism is bad, communism is good. I think that these kids missed a lesson or two in school. Actually, I can tell you those lessons of the virtues and benefit of capitalism, a free, true free market capitalism, not this crony capitalism crap we've got going on, but a true free market capitalism. Well, those lessons were taught to them in school because we don't teach those kinds of things to our kids. We want good global sheep, and the way to accomplish that is to tell them that communism is wonderful, even though if you look back in the last century, they only took out about 170 million people under the guise of the virtues of communism. But communism is good. This is what these kids down on Wall Street think. Oh, communism is good and capitalism is bad. And oh, it's just a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's just a wonderful thing. What are we missing here? How come we don't get that? How come the Tea Party people don't get it? I mean, after all, wasn't it Time Magazine or... oh, what's Newsweek or something that said, oh, we're all socialists now? I never got the message of I should expect a handout in life. I never got that message. That's not what I was told when I was growing up. I wasn't told there was a free lunch. And I'm always talking about how railing against the fact that there really is no free lunch in life, that everything has a price tag associated with it, even if that price tag is not readily visible, if it's not connected with a little string to that free lunch you think you're going to be eating. I don't know. Listen, everybody, 800-313-9443 is the number. We can talk about anything you'd like. It's okay with me. 800-313-9443 is the number to call into the show. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I'm going to link to Dr. Kaufman's websites on mine. Listen, we're going to a break. 3 minutes, we shall return. Don't go away.
Introducing IXL.
Survival of the fittest.
In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. If you would like to advertise your business or service on this network, Republic Broadcasting Network, then I suggest you get in touch with us. The phone number for RBN is 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719 is the number to call. Our website, republicbroadcasting.org. We're on Facebook. Republic Broadcasting Network is what we're known as on Facebook, which just makes sense, right? A, B, C, D. We're called Republic Broadcasting Network. Makes sense. We'd be that on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter at RBN Live. RBN Live. I want to say hello to everybody who's out there listening, especially on our latest station, which is KHFX 1140 AM in the Dallas and Fort Worth area. Hey, everybody down there. Listen, you can send us a donation if you'd like. Our address, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate through the website, republicbroadcasting.org. There's a lot of different ways that you can get in the game here, but I suggest you do. Because, listen, you know, my guest that I hit on, Dr. Michael Kaufman, this ain't no joke, kids, what they're doing. And this is very real, and it's really happening. And, you know, for those of you who listen to my show with any regularity, you would realize, because I have people on who are victims of the code enforcement Nazis all the time, and people who are fighting against UN Agenda 21 all over the country, this stuff is happening. This is very real. This wildlands map is being implemented. This analysis that Dr. Kaufman had done after taking data from a variety of sources, their own sources, the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity, the United Nations Global Biodiversity Assessment, the U.S. Man and Biosphere Strategic Plan, the UN U.S. Heritage Corridor Program, the Wildlands Project, Wild Earth. You know, he took this information from their own words, and he extrapolated based upon that information, their own words. He put together this map, and I'll tell you, all you got to do is look around your own neighborhood. That fellow who called in from Chautauqua County in western New York, I'm familiar with that area because I grew up around there. You know what? This is going on everywhere you look. This isn't fiction. This is fact. This isn't conspiracy theories. These are facts. They are facts. They're very real. And, you know, I got to tell you, it aggravates the hell out of me, these people in this so-called mainstream media. These people are, I'm going to tell you, honestly, they're so dumb. They really are. They're only enslaving themselves. But, see, people are bought and paid for. That's really what it boils down to. Those people are bought and paid for, and they are thinking, oh, I'm going to have a seat at the table. Yes, we're playing musical chairs. Did you guys ever play musical chairs when you were a kid? Well, somebody gets left out, don't they? There's somebody left without a chair when the music stops playing. And that's exactly what's going to happen here to all of these fools, these useful idiots who just go on and on and on continuing this charade. I don't care how much money they've been paid to do it. The bottom line is they're not all necessary, are they? They're not necessary. They're only useful idiots being used. That's all. Going up the step ladder up to the implementation and final nail in the coffin of this whole agenda that's being implemented. They're only useful idiots. You don't need them. When all is said and done, do you think that Maurice Strong gives a rat's rear end about any of these schmucks who helped implement this agenda? Do you really think that they do? Do you think the sustainable prince that nitwit in the UK, Prince Charles, the sustainable prince, do you think anybody, he cares? Listen, he was raving on about how the slums of Mumbai, India were such an admirable place and that we should all aspire to live together like they do in the slums of Mumbai, India, where you get to wipe your rear end with your left hand, because you're going to be eating the gruel you're eating with your right. Yes, that is a lofty goal, isn't it? That is something to aspire to, isn't it? The slums of Mumbai, India? See, these schmucks, they don't care about these idiots who help them get to the top. All you got to do is look back at history to see the future. That's all. All we got to do is turn around and look behind us. Look back at the past. It is just so clear. I mean, the past, the future's already been written if you look at the past. The story's there. It's just waiting for someone to stand up and tell you, listen, dummies, wake up and smell the coffee. I don't know. I really don't know what it's going to take, but I know, and I have asked Dr. Kaufman off the air, as well as the other people that I've had on who've been in this fight for a long, long time, Dr. Kaufman, Tom DeWeese, Henry Lamb, Michael Shaw, people who've been fighting this for a very long time. You know, they're seeing a lot more activity of people waking up, which is an excellent thing. I just wish that more people who are involved with you know, like the 9/12 groups and the Tea Party groups around the nation, I just wish that they would understand the need to be fighting this. Forget the Republican Party. The Republicans and the Democrats are the opposite side of the same slice of bread. I just wish that they would recognize that this is happening in their backyard and this is the fight that we need to have or to take on, not have. The fight's going on. Just some of us aren't engaged in it. That they would recognize that they need to fight this and fight this at a local level. And I always say to people, if you want a politician to have your back, then you need to become that politician, because these schmucks that are out there, they don't have your back. They got a knife in your back, but they don't have your back. Okay. So if you want to have a constitution following honest, straightforward, upstanding citizen be your representative, then you need to become that person. You need to run for office. You can't sit on the sidelines. I've got a caller, Sherry in Kansas. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Maggie.
How you doing?
Okay. I wanted to tell you something I heard on Dave Hodges' show the other night.
Okay.
You know the deal on the them going in and running a bunch of people off their land in Uganda with the military?
Yeah, I had heard something about that, but I haven't done a lot of research on it.
Well, I haven't either, but what was disturbing, he said that the reason they sent 100 American military advisors over there is because what they did after they ran them off, they planted trees. And he said what that they're doing is they're going to use that land for carbon credits, and that the reason the military advisors over there is to rout out some kind of insurgent leaders or something.
Okay.
But the insurgent leaders are actually people, you know, that are trying to keep this from happening to the locals, because the people they ran off had been living on that land for a long time. They weren't just squatters. And this is all about this carbon credit crap.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's very disturbing that we've got our military over there that are, they're basically working for the bankers who are pushing this carbon credit crap.
Well, you know who wrote about that? General Smedley Butler. He wrote that book, War is a Racket, because that's what we've been doing all along, is supporting the big business interests and using our military to go and take down this leader or that leader, because it's for corporate interest, so that the corporations could have the land they wanted, like Dole Fruit Company. You know, it used to be, United Fruit Company, I think, before they changed their name to Dole. I mean, it's all about these this big business, these globalists. It's all about their personal interests. It has nothing to do with right or wrong or spreading democracy. We're not even a democracy. Why the hell would we be somewhere else spreading democracy when we're a representative republic? It's just all crap. It's all a lie. Like you said, they called them insurgent leaders. No, they're the citizens standing up trying to fight back against people who are in there who want to steal their land from them. They're not insurgents. The people going in there are the insurgents. It's all a big hustle.
Yeah, it's just the leaders are getting money, you know, like usually happens, and they're putting it in their, I don't know, maybe their Cayman Island accounts now, because I guess the Swiss bank accounts aren't as secure as maybe the Cayman Island ones are. It's very disturbing. I have a couple of different versions of speeches that Smedley Butler used to give, and I've tried to give it to people in my family that are in the military or were in the military, but I don't know if any of them have really read them, because I thought I'd throw that in. So.
Well, I'm glad you did. No, well, you know what? My family doesn't listen to me. I mean, honestly, Sherry, that's why I call my show The Unsolicited Opinion, because I've always been given my opinion, whether you want to hear it or not. But my family doesn't listen to me. They don't even listen to the radio show. They don't even know when I'm on. I'm not kidding. I'm not making it up. Strangers pay more attention to what someone has to say than your own relatives, who you'd think would be paying attention. They're not paying any attention. Ah, that's just Maggie talking. You know, that's what they think. They just shrug it off when I try to tell them, listen, this is what's going on in your own backyard. They don't care. They just have their heads in the sand, and they prefer it that way, like so many people do. They prefer to be ignorant, safer.
Yeah, it's starting to hurt them now, though, you know,
okay.
So they're paying a little attention more than they used to. So, okay, that's all I had, Maggie. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Sherry. I appreciate you calling. Hey, listen, everybody, isn't the head in the sand thing a good place to be? Listen, I hear the cue music going to break. I'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. 800-313-9443 is the number to throw your two fence in or your four fence. Or you can throw a buck in if you want. I don't. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't go.
Berkey Purification Systems have... Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Listen, here's the call-in number, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you would like to shoot me a little email, you're more than welcome to do so. There's a contact button on my website. There is a lot of great information on my website. I have a tab on there entitled UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. Please go there. I link to a lot of tons of information. And also on my main page on my website, I have some recommended websites and all about fighting against UN Agenda 21. There's a lot of great information out there. A lot of people who have been in this fight for a long, long time. My guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman, is one of those individuals. But boy, I'll tell you, if you're looking for something to read, you can't sleep at night. Even if you can sleep, listen, start reading this stuff. Start getting into the fight. I can't emphasize that enough. It is so important. Now, even though my relatives don't pay any attention to me, of course they never did, but so that ain't nothing new. There are people out there who are waking up, fighting back all across the nation, because I got news for you. These people are going to continue to turn the advice, and they're going to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze. And one of the things Dr. Kaufman mentioned, and it is very true. Listen, the more the economy collapses, the more pliable and malleable and desperate Americans become, and the more willing they're going to be to go along with whatever their masters tell them, because they're going to be looking for a little more porridge, please. And the way we can stop these people is to wake people up and have them understand that communism is not the solution, that free market capitalism getting rid of these free trade agreements, which are a big lie, getting jobs back here in this nation. Once we start making things again, then we will have a thriving economy. But the outsourcing of American jobs through all these NAFTA, GATT, CAFTA, this latest one with North Korea and Panama, and I can't think of the third nation that's involved with it, it's a big lie. They're lying to us. These people are lying to us, and we need to stand up and fight back. It's now or never. It's like, you know, that they used to say wedding vows. If anybody objects to this, speak now or forever hold your peace. Well, stand up now or be a slave here to eternity. So you got a choice. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. Let's go to Chris in New Las Vegas. That's what they wrote, New Las Vegas. Where are you, Chris?
Good morning,
are you in
Jackie.
The new?
Great to hear you again today.
How are you? Are you? That's what the board has written down. You're in New Las Vegas.
Actually, it's near Las Vegas.
Ah, well, okay, well. Yeah, okay. Anyway, what's going on, Chris?
Well, I'm listening to you this morning, and I listened to your previous caller talking about us sending all the troops and the atrocities that they're perpetrating under the Libyans. And it's important to note that Hillary Clinton...
She mentioned Uganda. She mentioned Uganda. She didn't mention the Libyans. She was talking about Uganda, Chris.
Okay, maybe it was Uganda. But we're doing the same thing in many different nations. We're empire building and supporting dictators that we're carrying out our agendas there instead of the people's agendas. And
yep.
Giving them billions of dollars to help them do it by their affections for our empire-building traits. And it's interesting to note that they're coloring these people as insurgents and
yep.
enemies of the state, which all Americans have been declared enemies of the state under the Foreign Enemies Acts of the and the executive orders of Lincoln that have been never been rescinded. And it's just an atrocity that we've never rescinded these criminal actions that have been perpetrated by our executives under the abuse of the executive order proviso that they were extended for wars only. And so they are prosecuting a war against Americans under the same schemes that they're using in other countries to take our property, to herd them back to the central municipalities so they can be readily managed and controlled, particularly. And it's just an insidious, evil scheme that's being perpetrated by these globalists to assume control of all of America and other nations to try to herd all the cattle into one easily managed plantation fence area so they can be selected, taken care of, harvested, and worked as beasts of burden to satisfy their evil, corrupt, greedy desires. And it's just a real, it's so insidious that most Americans cannot conceive of how evil these people are and what they really have planned for us. They manipulate the news, they hide what they're really doing from us, and other than free news outlets like RBN, where real Americans can speak their minds and relate the truth until they shut you down, are the only places we go to get real information that in the Internet. Of course, they're working on closing that down under their purported net neutrality schemes of Internet information control so they can make sure you get the message propaganda that they want you to hear so they can revise your history. Just like in Texas, on the news this morning, apparently in McAllen, Texas, they're trying to force children to learn the Mexican national anthem and pledge of allegiance to the Mexican flag. And this is in America, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, I know. You just can't make this crap up, can you? And nobody says anything. These stoops. Listen, Chris, hang on. We got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. And
sure.
I'm talking with Chris in New Las Vegas. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Robb. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. So, Kristen, in Las Vegas, you're talking about how now in McAllen, Texas, they want the little American kids to learn the Mexican national anthem, huh?
Oh, yes. Viva Mexico, they say.
Yeah.
It's important to note they were also, apparently the year before, teaching them that America had stolen Mexico or stolen Southwest America from the Mexicans. And I would particularly take exception to that dubious and false claim, point out that under 9 Stat 922, that's the statutes at large of the United States, the actual law, by a grant of Congress, a treaty of Congress, 9 Stat 922, called the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo,
yeah.
America paid $13 million in gold bullion at $20 an ounce, which today would be, I believe, $130 billion in gold. And perhaps they'd like to increase the value for inflation and make it about $13 trillion. And maybe we'd sell them those little minuscule parts that we're trying to give them away for nothing along the border that they keep trying to incursion and steal back by theft.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've got that whole Atland, Atland deal going on. And, of course, you've got the different Hispanic origin promoting groups such as LULAC and MALDEF and Oh, what's the other one? I can't think of their name. La Raza. That group is a wonderful group. Yeah, that one promotes the race. That's what La Raza means, the race. Well, it isn't just any old race. It certainly isn't the Caucasians. Nope. It is the Hispanics. There you go, huh?
These tribal battles have been going on since the beginning of time, and they always want to claim that their tribe is the one that has the rights to everything, just like the Catholic tribes of the Canaanites of the Holy Roman Church want to claim the whole world is theirs. It's, of course, the Middle Easterners want to claim the whole world is theirs because they're from the other side of the seed of Abraham, and, everybody wants to claim it's all theirs, but unless we stand up and fight for our rights, using legal, lawful means, of course, we are lost. Our country is absolutely under attack by communist schemes, by globalist international schemes to try to put us all under a form of slavery. That's what communism is, where only the elite have the power to decide and enjoy the production of all the underlings, the Goyim, the Gentiles, the other tribes, the infidels. They've got lots of different names for us. And as in the movie Avatar, it was a metaphorical allusion to what's going on in our country, where we paint everybody in the worst possible light. They claim the Tea Party are revolutionaries and extremists.
Oh, no, we're all racist. The Tea Party is all racist. In fact, I want to bring up a point, Chris, now that you mentioned the Tea Party. You know, it's interesting. A friend of mine was saying, isn't it a funny thing how all the Tea Party groups, when they gathered in D.C. and the various places that they gather and protest, well, all of them are all racist. Now, I've noticed that if you look at all of these Occupy Wall Street people and in the other various locations, the majority of them happen to be white. I'm just wondering, are they racist too? Chris, what do you think, huh?
Well, I think they're mere actors, many of them being paid by Soros Tides Foundation and other groups. Of course, I can't remember his last. I think Georgie Schwartz is what Soros' actual name is. Of course, in true Canaanite, Khazarian style, they change their names so you don't know who they really are, so you can't track who's really doing things. And they use these convenient covers to supply money to these guys and hire them and place them out there to act like they're discontent, malcontent, and read the party lines from the extreme leftist agenda. They want to blame the banks. Well, how about blaming Barney Franks and Chris Dodd and Fannie and Freddie for creating the conditions that forced the banks to do these things to put them at risk? It was government regulation set up to absolutely destroy the wealth of the nation and steal Americans' value by predicating these schemes of legal financial manipulation to make it where the bankers were exposed to these liabilities. Of course, the bankers are absolutely in bed with the federal government anyway. They're part of the federal government through the Federal Reserve and the Treasury and the Department of Transportation, don't forget. So it's absolutely a big colluded scheme of all these government agents trying to fend off their responsibility to the banksters and make them be the bad guys, and the businesses and big businesses and stuff, well, yeah, they're all in bed together. There's no doubt about that, and they all are somewhat guilty for sure, but there are those that are a lot more guilty than just the banksters that they're trying to pretend are the Wall Street guys. Some of those are in jail, thankfully, and that's where the government agents that did this crap should be, too.
Well, I agree with you, but my point with that, Chris, is the fact that the mainstream media had no hesitation whatsoever in labeling all the Tea Party groups as racist because most of the people attending happened to be white, but now most of the people attending these Occupy Wall Street and all these other locations, Occupy Philly, San Francisco, wherever the hell they're all gathering at, well, they happen to be white, too. So my question for everybody out there listening, are these Occupy Wall Street people, are they all racist, too?
Well, they could reasonably be colored as such, but the coloring of people as racist is a overused tool of the extreme
left. I know that, Chris. I'm just making the point here. See the hypocrisy associated with it? Racism is a tool that they use. They call everybody a racist just to shut you up. It's all bogus. It's all crap.
Is all it is. If they keep telling the same lie over and over, they think people will believe it, but most of us are wiser than that.
Yeah, well, people are waking up. I got news for you, Chris. People are waking up to the hustle.
Well, I don't want to take up all your time this morning, but it's great to talk with you again, Maggie, and I hope that Americans are paying attention and looking beyond the storyline of the controlled media that's putting out fabricated stories instead of news, and they're making things up, and they're not reporting the full truth. They're limiting the effects, and they take particular polls from particular groups of people so they can color their candidates they want to win. Might note that Rick Perry, that pretend conservative who is an extreme left global elitist, that's his state down there where they're forcing those children to learn the Mexican national anthem and say the Mexican Pledge of Allegiance. I'd like to see what he has to answer about that on his conservative interviews or talk inquisitions that they're putting on as common show trials.
Yeah, well, they won't. They won't ask him that question, Chris.
Well,
therefore, he doesn't have to answer. They won't ask him the question.
But he'd dodge it if they did anyway. Well, I don't know anything about that. That's what he would say. And, of course, they won't give it Ron Paul any time. And I tell you, I believe there's a real fire burning in the hearts of true conservatives in America for Ron Paul. They're donating money to him. They're supporting him. And it's what the media is trying to color is only Romney or Perry. That's the only choice that we got. And that's the same problem we had last year when they stuck that lame duck Manchurian candidate McCain up there. If it hadn't been for Sarah Palin, it would have been a slaughter, and they nearly uprose and took over the election anyway, as it was if they hadn't stolen so many votes from the left side.
I know. Well, that's why people need to speak out. It's why people need to get involved, Chris. That's what needs to happen.
Begin, Maggie.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day in New Las Vegas. See ya. Hey, everybody, the call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to join me and give me your solicited opinion, feel free to do so. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can do that. If you'd like, you can call in, you can go to my website, start reading, get in contact with me. There's a contact button there. I suggest you do. Listen, I wanted to mention, I was reading something in the Philadelphia Inquirer this morning, and they're talking about they labeled a couple of the younger people in Philly as Generation Next. Next. So what's next for them, huh? What will these youthful people endeavor to do, huh? What are they going to be doing? What are they going to be dreaming up? They're supposedly these smart little cookies. They're the next generation. Generation Next. Where do you think they're going? Well, I can tell you. And many of you listening know. I wonder if they know, though, huh? Do you think these poor, dumb kids who've been indoctrinated by our school system, our educational system, in fact, there's an article on RBN, I was just looking at it, a higher education bubble infographic, and I haven't read the entire thing because it's a little hard for me to, keep reading while I'm trying to be talking and paying attention to what my callers are saying. But, we know that this whole college bubble, that's going to be bursting soon as well. And I can tell you, it's amazing to me that all of these institutions, so many of them spend money like drunken sailors. I just can't believe how much money they blow on crap. Now, if they had actually had somebody who was paying attention to the bottom line, they wouldn't be blowing money like they do. But a lot of these institutions, these so-called institutions of higher learning, spend their money, your money, because you guys are paying for a lot of this stuff. They do get money from the state. All these institutions of higher learning, they all get money out of your pocket where your money's going to indoctrinate Generation Next. Make good global sheep. Isn't that what you want, huh? Isn't that what you want for your kids? That they can learn the Mexican national anthem, but we won't have the national anthem for our country be sung in schools because, it's racist, and it's just, it makes people feel uncomfortable. You know, and you don't want that. You can't have the American flag out there. Here we go. We got Paul in New Jersey. Paul in New Jersey, what are you going to tell me today, Paul? Nah, I guess Paul hung up. Bad connection there. Well, maybe Paul will call back in. But anyway, what are we going to do? We can't have the American flag. That's offensive to some people. And that, you know, where was the latest place? And, of course, then they apologized. What was it, the latest? One of the restaurants, some of the idiots in the restaurant told a group that came in there they wanted to display the American flag, that they couldn't do that, that that might offend some people. Yeah, the American flag offends people. Patriotism offends people. National anthem offends people. The truth offends people. You can't have the truth out there because that gets in the way of the hustle. And the truth doesn't create sheep. So you can't have the truth be spoken. You got to just keep hustling them. Hustling, hustling, hustling. That's all we got. We got a nation of hustled people, hustlers, and the hustle. That's all we have. 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443. I was reading another article today, and it was talking about someone referencing, well, we would have to manage our decline. Well, why do we have to decline? I'm not interested in America declining. Why would we have to manage our decline? Like that's some desirable state to be achieving. The decline of America. It's just nonsense. I mean, a decline is a choice. It's not a condition. It's not some medical condition. I mean, it certainly can be prevented. We could prevent it. We could be preventing what is happening if we just get involved. If everybody out there listening to this show and all the people that listen to RBN would get involved. There's lots and lots and lots of people, you know. There's a lot more people out there who think the way you and I think than there are think the way these commies think, you know. These progressives don't have a market on anything. The only thing they have a market on is the mainstream media. But you know what? The hungrier people become, and the less likely it is that they're going to find another job, all of these people collecting unemployment, odds on them finding another job really are kind of slim to none. You know, sometimes I hear these nitwits on these mainstream radio stations saying, oh, there's jobs out there. These people just don't want them. Well, I don't think there's as many jobs out there as they like to claim there are jobs out there. Of course, if we unloaded the 30 or 40 million illegal aliens in this country, there would be a lot of jobs for entry-level type positions out there. But we don't want to do that because it's a voting block that we can cater to, right? You know, you got to make sure that you have all those illegal aliens having the ability to vote so they can support the handouts. Because that's what it's all about, you know, bread and circuses. That's all it's about. So I think just more of us need to stand up. And, you know, I was talking earlier, for those of you who were listening right from the get-go when I had Dr. Kaufman on, and really, you know, if you get a copy of his Wildlands map and buy some of these ones that are laminated to be like placemats, I think that's a hell of an idea, really, to send these off to people and have people actually take a look at what it is, visualize what it is Dr. Kaufman has researched and what life will be like living in this little green ghetto, these smart growth developments and these human settlements in your prison. What is it going to be like, huh? What is it going to be like? Let's see, what will we be eating? Where will we get our food from? It's going to have to be grown within a 100-mile radius of our human settlement. I have Rick in Florida on the line. Hello, Rick. How are you, Rick? Join the conversation I'm having with myself, Rick. I'm good. How are you?
I'd like to know how we're ever going to solve this problem we have in the world without being able to have free speech, which finally I guess I'm allowed to call RBN again. But, you know, if we're claiming to have free speech and then we're cutting people off, you really don't have free speech. I mean,
no.
You know, the only thing I've been doing is calling for years And finally, people are catching on what the problem is in this country and this world. And we all know what it is, but we're all too damn scared to point our finger at it and say what it is. We have a Jewish Federal Reserve. We got a Jewish media. Our grocery stores are nothing but kosher. It's a damn criminal racket. Our politicians are completely sold out by those same people. Now, what else do you need to hear? We don't need to hear any of this other garbage. We need to go after what the problem is, and that's it. Everything else is complete garbage. That's what it is. If you want to fix this country, you go after what is wrong with it, and that is what's wrong with it. And I defy anyone to tell me anything different.
Well, we're going to break, Rick. I'm going to tell you that much. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rod. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Listen, if you want to get in touch with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and I've got some great links on my website, so you better check it out. That's my suggestion. That is my opinion. My opinion is that you better go to my website and check out the links, especially the tab entitled UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, because I try to put all kinds of stuff up on there as people send me information and I come across it in my, I suppose you could call it research, but I'm just always reading and trying to learn more, because there's so much that we need to know that we don't know. And so I think it's important that You go and find out as much. Listen, knowledge is power. I don't know who said it, but it's the truth. I mean, you're not going to get too far in life with if you're ignorant and you don't have any clue what the hell's going on around with, around you. It's just the way it is. I mean, that's just reality. That's why they want sheep. That's why, you know, when I, for anybody who was listening a couple weeks ago when I was talking about the language police, that book that I've been reading, which I need to finish, but I kind of have several books going at the same time. So depending upon the mood I'm in, it depends upon what book I pick up and, read, and actually I just finished reading the book Racism Schmacism this morning, and written by one of the people who was used to be a host here on RBN, and I still haven't finished The Language Police, but I intend to finish it. But you really need to know, listen, what's going on in these schools, what's in these textbooks, what they don't put in them, how they rewrite everything in them anyway, and they rewrite history. These are facts. Get your kids out of these schools. I know I read something in the newspaper. You got to get the kids out of these public schools. Get them out of the charter schools and homeschool them. You have the ability to do it. I'm telling you, if you can read, then you can teach your kids far better than these nitwits are trying to indoctrinate them in the public school system. And as my guest that I had on the air with me last week, Carol Priest had said that the charter schools are only a public school with a long leash, and I thought that was perfect because I've always been trying to figure out ways to describe why charter schools are not the answer, even though so many people are duped into thinking, oh, well, my kid's going to school in the ghetto. You know, if they go to a charter school somewhere, they're going to get a better education. Wrong, because the problem is the curriculum. That's the problem. The curriculum is driven by the Department of Education. Therefore, the curriculum is what the problem is, not the location, of course, in a neighborhood where there's less likely to be gun violence, those kinds of things. You know, the kids might, you know, not be as leery of their surroundings, for lack of a better way to put it. However, the curriculum is the problem. That's the facts, Jack. Just is what it is. Can't get around that. Now, listen. A little bit more information, my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Also, you know, I wanted to suggest for anybody out there who has some ideas for some guests for me, people fighting in their neighborhood against UN Agenda 21, shoot me an email. Because I'm always open to ideas. I truly am. I'm not one of those narrow-minded, bigoted people out there that there are so many of. Those progressive bigots, huh? Anyway, listen, everybody. My website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, my guest that I hit on, I suggest truly buy his book, Rescuing America book. It's a good book. Rescuingamericabook.com. Listen, everybody, thanks for listening. Yana Spingola follows me. You know, I love to go to Oz because somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chit up, everybody. Better days are coming. We got people like Dr. Michael Kaufman in the world, and you've got RBN, where free speech is on the air. 24/7. Listen, I'll be back tomorrow. Don't lose heart. The sun will come up. It always, always does. Bye, everyone.
Train is far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain,
somewhere over the rainbow, way up.
Gold, ever claimed.
The next.